I was right, by the way. I said today has got to be a lot of people's Fridays because with kids having spring break.
Yeah.
Also, I know a lot of you have still been working and, you know, trying to keep somewhat of a schedule. But then I'm sure there's a little time you want to spend with your kids or maybe just have that little bit of spring break that you can capture.
I was very surprised to see my neighbors across the street didn't go anywhere for spring break.
How can you go anywhere when they... If you go on vacation every time your kid has school off, well, you would be broke.
Good point.
4103. I took today and tomorrow off.
Oh, and you're still here.
I love that.
There
and
you
since
go.
It would be sunny to spend time with her. Love that. 7329. Today is my Friday. See, I was right.
Oh, good for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me tell you what happened on Sunday.
Yeah.
I had dinner with my friend Sonya and her family.
This dinner has affected my household, by the way.
Why?
In a good way. We want to start doing the Sunday dish from another country around the world.
Okay, yeah. So if you guys didn't hear this earlier in the week, this is what Sonya's family does on Sundays, is they do a family dinner, they choose a country, and then they make dishes surrounding that. So this past Sunday was Argentina, and there was this chimichurri marinated flank steak, and then there was roasted vegetables. So that was basically the gist of the dish.
Well, you're right.
Afterwards, I was doing the dishes, and Sonya started to make cookies. Pineapple pecan, by the way.
Oh, interesting.
And what do you do whenever you make cookies and you're done with the mixing bowl and all the stuff? You lick the cookie dough, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I was thinking, like, am I going right to the cleanup or am I, you know, well, trying to maintain? I see what you're saying.
I was doing the dishes, and, and so she was scraping the little thingy that goes, that's the attachment on the mixer. I don't know what it's called. But she was scraping it off.
The flap around. We'll call it that.
The flap around.
Or the
yes.
paddle. I'm sure it has an official term.
Yes. And so she takes a lick of it. She puts it on her finger. You know, she licks it. And she's like, oh my gosh, this cookie dough is so good. She's like, you got to taste it. Now her finger is out, right? Because she has been eating the cookie dough. And I said, listen, we are best of friends, but I am not licking cookie dough off of your finger.
That's a whole different level. That is a different kind of relationship right there.
Has she seen my undercarriage? Every 4 weeks, my friends, she does.
There it
she
is.
She waxes my undercarriage. Has she ever?
But that is a professional duty. You start licking dough off a finger, that next undercarriage maintenance schedule might feel a little different.
She responded and said, I didn't mean for you to lick it off my finger. I'm just telling you, you got to take a lick.
Well, what do? Do you take your other finger and like a sword fight, you just scrape some off and then put it in your mouth?
Well, I ended up washing my hands because I was washing the dishes. So yes. I, you know, wash and dry my hands. And then I went in on it. Of course.
Pretty sure the only person's finger you should be licking is a significant other. I wouldn't even lick my kids' fingers. I see the noses they go in. No, thank you. That is nope. Gavin, if Gavin came up, Dad, try this frosting. I'm like, nope. That is not a that is not a crumble of coconut on there.
Let's put our significant others in the same spot.
Okay.
I still, yeah, I'll lick Zach's finger, but it has to be in that moment. I just know what's coming next.
Oh, I. I let me tell you, I would
if I have a headache, I'm not licking his finger.